Good day everyone. I am Asil Al-Sayed, Family Medicine Resident in Academy of Family Medicine in Qasim Region, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I will present my research titled Explaining COVID-19 Vaccine Rejection Using Social Cognitive Theory in Qasim, Saudi Arabia. Our idea of the research started by noticing the community rejection of the vaccine based on a lot of false misperceptions. As a physician, we know that the vaccination is considered one of the most effective strategies to control the pandemic, along with other measures such as social distancing, masks, and use of sensitizer. Unfortunately, the availability of vaccine is not enough to control the pandemic. Vaccine acceptance is very important to assess as it reflects the overall perceptions of disease risk in the population. And the success of any vaccination programs depend on the public's willingness to take it. The Saudi government took various steps to curb spread of COVID-19, which included lockdowns, travel restriction, use of masks, hand sanitizer, and mass education about the prevention of the disease. Also, the government made it mandatory to be vaccinated to visit the holy sites of Mecca and Medina. In addition, traveling outside the kingdom restricted to vaccinated persons only. Despite all these measures, widespread vaccine rejection has been reported, as a number of studies have been published from Saudi Arabia which reported vaccine acceptance rates to range from 48% to 72%. Globally, a systemic review that included a study from 33 countries reported acceptance rate to be highest, more than 90% in Ecuador, Malaysia, Indonesia, and China. On the other hand, Kuwait and Jordan showed the lowest acceptance rates, as in Kuwait by 23% and in Jordan 28%. Vaccination is critical for controlling the current COVID-19 pandemic. Resistance toward the vaccination is a threat to global public health. It's therefore necessary to address this issue through a health promotion approach. Social cognitive theory and interpersonal framework can be helpful in explaining the personal, social, and environmental factors influencing vaccine rejection and help developing strategies to improve the utilization of COVID-19 vaccines in the general population. This study, therefore, aimed to assess COVID-19 vaccine acceptance and apply social cognitive theory to explain the rejection of vaccines and its barrier among primary health care centers attendees in the Qasim region of Saudi Arabia. We conduct a cross-sectional study was among visitors of 10 randomly selected primary health care centers in Buraida, Saudi Arabia, from February 2021 to June 2021. Data was collected by a self-administered questionnaire. The variables were grouped into six constructors of social cognitive theory as reciprocal determinism, assessed by socio-demographic characteristic and history of COVID-19 infection in family or individual. Behavioral capabilities, assessed by knowledge and practices related to COVID-19 infection and prevention. Expectations, assessed by risk and severity of infection. Self-efficacy, assessed by intention and registration to receive COVID-19 vaccines. Observational learning was assessed by the question, I will get COVID-19 vaccine only if my friends or other family members get it first. While reinforcement construct included a vaccine requirement by an employer and enforcement by the government. And logistic regression was used to assess the predictors of vaccine rejection. Now we'll move to our results. Starting with the socio-demographic and health characteristic of the study population. Out of total 486 participants, 54% were male and 90% were Saudi nationals. One-third had a high score degree or lower educational level, and about 84% didn't have any chronic diseases. and 28% had received influenza vaccine during the last year. Around 16% reported having suffered from COVID-19, while 37.3% had one of their family members infected with the disease. About the awareness and behaviors toward COVID-19 and its vaccines, it was found that 68.2% believed COVID-19 could lead to death, and 91% reported that COVID-19 spreads by close contact with infected people. A majority, 97.7%, was aware that COVID-19 vaccine, and 61% believe it to be safe. Although only 50% had already registered for COVID-19 vaccination, and 28% were waiting for their family or friends to be vaccinated before they would be vaccinated. Regarding the sources of information of COVID-19, as you can see in figure 1, the most common was TV and radio by 67.9%, followed by social media by 67.7%, other sources of information including the Ministry of Health by 64.4%, friends and family members by 54.3%, healthcare provider by 53%, and the lowest were newspaper by 26%. The vaccine rejection rate was found to be 30.5%, and the most commonly reported reason behind the vaccine rejection, as shown in figure 2, was the belief of the vaccine may be not effective by 78.4%, and the least common reason was the vaccine or the conspiracy by 31%. We found that among various constructs of social cognitive theory, reciprocal determinism, as nationality, income, and suffering from COVID-19 infection, and the behavioral capability, as knowledge about the vaccine safety, and self-efficacy as registered for vaccine, and observational learning as getting vaccine after friends and family member get it, and reinforcement as requirement by employer were significant predictors, while expectations construct didn't show any significant association with the vaccine rejection. As a conclusion, there was high vaccine rejection in Qasim, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. This should steer policy makers to develop effective mass health education intervention in order to address misbeliefs and myths related to COVID-19 vaccine among the population by using common channels such as TV, radio, and social media. Social and environment factor also play an important role in modeling vaccination behavior along with other individuals' factor. These factors needed to be studied and addressed contextually by using health promotion theories such as social cognitive theory. Finally, we are so grateful to our data collector to support and collect the data, and we thank the participants for providing the response. And thank you all for listening.